working on a musical theme, and joining me in the studio this morning, our local band Alcohol. Good morning.
Morning.
Commonly known as Tony Hearn, Corey Bettison, and Stephen Cripwell. So you won a competition, didn't you?
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about the competition.
Well, there's a website called theburbs.org.uk, where basically any unsigned band, no matter how good or bad they are, can go on. People can listen to them, go to their website, and every week they hold a sound room contest. They choose six songs at random, and everyone visits the site and they listen to them all and vote for the best, and we won it.
So when did you win that?
We won that on the 14th, so it would be about a week ago.
Saturday, I think it was.
Yeah. And then after that, people can actually go to the site and download the song in full in MP3, which is a CD quality format. So it's cool. And then everyone visits our site and we get lots of hits and hopefully some gigs.
So what did you win?
Nothing actually physical.
Right.
Unfortunately, it'd be nice to say, £2,000, a car.
We did recording contract.
Yeah, oh, it's great. But no, it was a red tick, which was, although it doesn't sound exciting,
it's very
particularly
nice
cool.
Red tick.
Oh, yeah.
It's your red tick.
It's got a nice white blemish down the side. No, yeah, it's basically a tick. And so people scrolling down the page to see a band. Ooh. A band with a red tick, they must be good.
Must be good.
Visit the site.
Red tick.
And we have a website at www.alcoholrock.com. Just a plug there. We can download our infamous cover of Careless Whisper as well.
Right. So how long have you been together?
Five years, haven't
we? It started in 95, so about 6 years. But since then, we've been through several member changes.
Right. So how did you all meet?
Me and Tony's known since we were four,
about
it?
Four, yeah.
So it was about 20 years.
Right.
And then Stephen joined about 2 years ago, wasn't
working
it?
Yep.
So apart from the competition, what else have you got planned?
Well,
we've got Battle of the Bands, isn't it?
Yeah, we've got Battle of the Bands, which starts on, I think it's this Friday. We're actually playing on the 24th of August. That's where virtually each night, I think three or four bands play about a set of five songs. And then the voter goes into a semi-final and a final.
It's the Cockle, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the John Cockle.
So you're looking forward to that?
Yeah, definitely.
It should be good. We played there before, Velveton, and it was pretty mixed crowd, but hopefully this time a bit more focused towards the music.
It weren't a very good crowd, but hopefully this time it's going to be.
Well, it's the Battle of the Bands competition, so we're over there for the music. What date are you there again, sorry?
It's 24th of August.
The 24th of August. So if you want to see Alcohol live, then go along to the John Cockle on the 24th of August when they've got their Battle of the Bands heat. And also, just remind us of that website address again.
It's www.alcoholrock.com.
And can they download the song from there?
Yes, they can.
Mm-hmm. So if you want to check out Alcohol, that's www.alcoholrock.com. They're also appearing at the Sir John Cockle on the 24th of August in the Battle of the Bands competition. And not only that, when Ian Watkins gets back from his holiday, when he's sunning himself, wherever he's sunning himself, then we're going to be playing the song that won the competition during Saturday Morning Breakfast Show. What's it called?
I Honour You.
So we'll play that during the Saturday Morning Breakfast Show with Ian Watkins. Alcohol, thank you very much for joining me this morning.
Thank you.
And the best of luck with the Battle of the Bands.
Cheers.
It's 6 minutes before 8 o'clock. In just a moment, your chance to win £10 if you've got a Mansell 103.2 car sticker. Coming in.